Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is time for you to be able to sound off. I've been talking about an absolutely mind-blowing interview yesterday between Kristen Welker on NBC's Meet the Press and Donald J. Trump's Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent. In it, Kristen Welker repeatedly provides Scott Bessent with very specific data and statistics about the economy slowing down, about businesses losing billions due to Donald Trump's incoherent, indefensible economic policies. And repeatedly, Scott Bessent's response is basically, I am hearing different things. Does this sound familiar to anybody? People are saying, without naming the people or the statistic or the reliable economist who provides different analysis. There's simply no there in every rebuttal from Treasury Secretary Bessent. Just to refresh our recollections, she first brings up John Deere. And Scott Bessent says, for every John Deere, we have companies who are telling us the tariffs have helped our businesses. Again, without naming any names. Then she says, but it's not just John Deere that's going to lose $600 million and has fired 238 employees. It's Nike. It's Black & Decker. It's our three automakers, all of whom are reporting billion-dollar-plus losses due to Trump's taco tariff regime. And you know what he says? Well, on those earnings calls, they're just all doom and gloom. It's this draconian scenario. Again, folks, if CEOs lie on earnings calls, it's a securities violation. It can be a crime. CEOs on earnings calls are not incentivized to be like, oh, our business sucks. We're going under. It's very draconian. It's doom and gloom because people will start selling their stock, and that's not good for companies. And then we get to maybe one of the oddest rebuttals from Treasury Secretary Bessent to Kristen Welker's very specific citation of an analysis performed by Goldman Sachs, arguably the world's biggest, the United States' biggest, maybe most reliable bank analysis of the overall market and economy. And the Goldman report said that consumers had paid 86% of tariff revenues, and that will continue to grow throughout the rest of the year as businesses run out of creative ways to eat the early cost of the tariffs. And Scott Bessent had nothing really to say. It's weird, folks. Take a listen.
Hasbro says they're going to have to increase their prices. Goldman Sachs says 86% of the tariff revenue collected so far has been paid by American businesses and consumers. So just bottom line, Mr. Secretary, do you acknowledge that these tariffs are a tax on American consumers?
No, I don't.
Even though you have companies saying they are going to have to increase prices, and given the fact that 86% of these tariffs
you're quoting Goldman Sachs. So
yes, Goldman Sachs.
I made a good career trading against Goldman Sachs.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, so maybe it's not 86%. Maybe it's 40%. Maybe it's 45%. Maybe it's 15%. But what the hell does your trading record against Goldman Sachs have to do with whether or not customers are paying for Donald Trump's tariff terror? Nothing. His rebuttals to all of these statistics were, again, in order, well, that's not what some companies are telling us. And then, oh, they're just making it seem worse than it is, even though CEOs have absolutely no reason to do that in earnings calls. And then finally, well, I used to trade against them. All of which are either completely inaccurate, total lies, misleading, or just totally irrelevant. And then, ladies and gentlemen, and then the inevitable. Just trust us. Take a listen.
The markets lost more than $6 trillion in value. Was this disruption always part of the plan, Mr. Secretary?
Look, Chris, markets are organic, the animals, and you never know what the reaction's going to be. One thing that I can tell you as the Treasury Secretary, what I've been very impressed with is the market infrastructure, that we had record volume on Friday, and everything is working very smoothly, so the American people, take great comfort in that.
Wow. Just trust us. By the way, we were seeing great trading volumes. Yeah, you had great trading volumes on Black Tuesday and other days when the market completely crashed. Tons of trading volumes. Were the trading volumes processed correctly, quickly and, quote, smoothly? Yeah, but the economy was still in free fall, you moron. Doesn't mean that we should take comfort in trading volumes or the fact that trades got processed smoothly. Does he think that the American working person who gets a paycheck, who has to try to save diligently for retirement, does he think we're all idiots? Does he think you're a moron? Because only somebody who thinks you're a moron would think that I've heard something from someone else that's somewhat different. They just say bad news. I used to trade against them and just trust us is a meaningful, substantive defense of this president's non-existent economic policy. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. CJ, my friend, I'm going to give you an uninterrupted 30 seconds because you always complain that I interrupt you. So 30 seconds. Setting, and I know that you're going to take issue with some of my characterizations, but I just want to start, if you can address CJ first, this problem with Scott Bessent on Meet the Press. He didn't answer anything. He didn't provide any detail. He didn't really respond to what we're seeing from some major companies, which is warning signs flashing.
Well, thanks, Maggie. Good to see you this weekend with a bunch of your listeners, John and Gordy. Well, inflation happened 22%, and that's due to the board of statistics. 22% inflation under Joe Biden. Then the interest rates flew to what? The only way to reduce inflation is by raising interest rates, right? Well, Biden had to do that. Jerome Powell, if anybody's playing politics, even other board members from the Fed, Michelle Bowman and Christopher Waller, said we should have lowered interest rates 2 months ago because that's going to be a driving force in our economy. So what are interest rates? Have you ever tried to buy a home or a condo or buy anything right now? Well, the interest rates are high because of Joe Biden and the promise for companies that he wanted to raise corporate taxes, campaigned on it from 21% to 27%. What do you think that would do to the jobs? Well,
so I have a question. We can talk, and I think, you know, it's important to look at each of these items individually. I spend a lot of time talking about corporate tax rates. I spend a lot of time talking about actual minimum wage, what a surviving wage is, how to approach those things. But I just want to talk about the quality of Treasury Secretary Bessent's appearance. Do you think that his appearance on Meet the Press would allay any reasonable Americans' concerns or any investors' concerns about how our companies are performing and whether or not consumers are seeing the impact of tariffs and the prices that they pay for everyday goods? I just don't think he did. If his objective was to calm the markets, calm customers, calm consumers, I don't think what he did does that at all. I think it shows a woeful lack of understanding about how Donald Trump's economic policies are impacting regular people. You can say Biden was worse, but I'm just saying right now, Scott Bessent isn't successful in defending Donald Trump's economic policy. He looks like someone who doesn't know anything about much of anything at all.
You got to give reasons for companies to come here, and you got to make it competitive. That's exactly what Donald Trump is doing.
No, he's not. What we're hearing from, again, these are the statistics from Kristen Welker. Thanks so much, CJ. Gave you a ton of time. I appreciate you calling in. Good to see you, friend, this weekend at a listener appreciation event hosted by WMDX. Kristen Welker, these are companies that are here, that have manufacturing here. They don't need to be brought here. They're already here. And Donald Trump's economic policies are costing them billions, which they're saying they're going to now pass those increase in costs on to U.S. customers. Black & Decker, America's big three automakers, Nike, John Deere, all of these companies. Home Depot is reported similarly. Goldman Sachs, Hasbro, a toy company. I mean, pick your thing. Any consumer good, it's costing more than it did before. And frankly, when the Fed starts bringing down interest rates because the economy is completely stalled and we're no longer adding any jobs, and the Fed is rightly worried about an economy who's had the brakes applied, you know, that's not a good situation to be in, that interest rates are coming down because employers are no longer hiring people. That's a terrible situation to be in for the U.S. economy. Thanks so much, CJ, and thanks so much to everybody for the feedback on the text line. I just want to highlight a couple of things, a couple of feedback we've got. Jim from Appleton says this: I find it strange that Scooter, i.e. Scott Bessent, can't name a single company that says they're doing great as a result of the tariffs. It's just a bunch of not what I'm hearing, and other companies say different. Who? What companies are saying that? Put some stuff on the bones. Put some meat on the bones. Name names. I agree with you, Jim. I think this is really weak. This is not how you make the working person in the United States who's struggling to make ends meet feel any more confident about our economy. Mark from Prairie du Sac said this: Bessent, like so many, is auditioning for the governor's role in a new version of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. What he's talking about is one of the new Fed governor appointments that may become available. Those are typically tenure appointments unless you invent totally spurious bases with which to fire people like Donald Trump did with Lisa Cook and call that cause, even though Ken Paxton, oh yeah, and apparently the guy who's been sounding the alarm on all of these claims of mortgage fraud, the very person that's been making those claims, half of his family, it appears, also have mortgages on more than one building that they claim as primary residences. Weird, huh? How that works. When we come back, I am going to turn the page and talk a little bit about Packers football and some of my mixed feelings that I've got going into this football season as an old has-been athlete fast approaching, if not in, middle age. Keep it locked. Talk a little local sports when we come back on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.